You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
And welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, August 23rd, 2024. Grandpa Dan with you. RadioAlbion.com. It's Friday. It's the end of the work week. Time is just flying by. I want to start off letting y'all know that I have not heard anything from Sven. I know a lot of y'all are wondering about that. He has been, as far as I know, he was supposed to have been moved already to a halfway house facility. And now we're kind of in a waiting game to see, you know, where we hear from him, you know, to hear from him as he gets settled in. As soon as I have something to pass along, though, I have no doubt I will share that with you. But as of yet, I haven't heard anything. But again, I'm sure there's a transition thing where he gets moved in there and you know, gets settled in. I'm sure they're going to be pretty strict on him at first, hopefully. As those things will get lifted, we'll be able to hear something. So as soon as I've got some information to share with you all, though, I will absolutely. I don't want you to think that Sven is just, we just forgot about him or something. We're just kind of in limbo. I know as much right now as all of you do. So as soon as you have something to pass along, I will pass it along. As for today's show, I don't have a news story to share with you today. It's not really going to be a funny Friday either, but I think we'll have a good, interesting discussion. I was considering doing a show on the satanic nature of the clown world regime. I saw an article the other day where in the Czech Republic, they're following in the footsteps of the Ukraine now and attempting to crack down on the Orthodox Church because, you know, Russia. They never do say exactly how the church is helping Russia. They don't ever say that, but they just throw that out there and use it as an excuse to come down on the church. I thought about doing a show on that, but I decided not to. And then, I mean, and what, you know, I wore y'all out with stories about the UK. I saw yesterday to where now the Labour government is. Finally, I guess they listened to somebody's advice and they're making noises about cracking down on immigration. But of course, we already know these are just empty promises. And of course, they only, just like here in the U.S., they only focus on quote unquote illegal immigration. Trump is out there talking about illegal immigration. But we want to bring in lots and lots. We need lots of people. We need lots of people. We got people that can't make a living struggling because there's not very many jobs and the ones that are available don't pay anything. But we need lots of people. But we need to bring these immigrants in very legally. Yeah. The narrative there being immigration's not a problem. It's a problem. They just walk in off a boat. And even at that, we know at the end of the day, they're not going to do anything. But I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to wear you all out with another one of those stories. What else is there? You know, here in the U.S., well, the Democrat National Convention just wrapped up. And they're trying to create this fluffless narrative that everybody is excited about Kamala Harris. Nobody's excited. I mean, maybe a few people are, but nobody by and whole is excited about Kamala. Everybody's just wondering how much fraud the Democrats are going to do to win. But it doesn't matter. You have this ridiculous situation where you have Trump and Harris competing over who's going to pledge more support for Israel. Thought about doing a story on that. Do a side by side. We could go over some of Trump's speeches pledging how hard he's going to be, if he's selected for president, how hard he's going to support Israel. And then Kamala giving speeches about how much she absolutely is going to support Israel. We're not, and somehow, I guess, we're still not supposed to question who it is. Why is this one little tiny country that would be maybe the size of a small state of the United States? Why do they call all the shots? Why do our presidential candidates have to pledge loyalty and how their ironclad support for Israel and so on and so forth? Why is that? Why are our politicians beholden to a foreign country? But I'm not going to do a story on that. I'm just American. The democracy politics now is such a sham on its face that it's just like I can do a show on it every time. But after a while, it's just we're doing a show on, you know, breaking news. Water is wet. I mean, this is just it's an obvious thing. And it's not very fun. So as a result, right before doing the show, I was just thinking and considering about something. And I decided to do a show on a completely kind of different topic. And that is the idea of slavery. We're going to talk about slavery. More specifically, slavery as a narrative. I would propose that when you consider things historically speaking, and I'm not an expert historian. I'm not putting myself, I don't have a PhD in history, but I do understand history. I study a certain amount of history, very limited. I don't claim to be a learned scholar, but I do understand more history than probably your average person. I mean, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that people aren't interested in these things. And I'm saying that slavery, as it is narrated to us, because everything we receive in the U.S. and in the West in general, it's a narrative. Everything is marketed to you. History is marketed to you. When you're given history, when you're told about things, what they tell you, they are marketing a story. It's not just the news you turn on and you see your talking heads up there and they're giving you the government's narrative today. There's some people that can see that and they'll see the news and they say, well, the government's lying to us today. The media is lying to us today. They're giving us a narrative. They're marketing a story and people will understand that. And yet they assume that everything they're taught in history, everything they've been told their whole lives is something other than a narrative and a story. Slavery is a hoax. I'm going to say it. Slavery is a hoax. And when I say it's a hoax, I don't mean that slavery never existed. I mean the narrative of slavery that we are given is a hoax. And because I believe it's a hoax, it is a narrative that has been fed to us. That then you have to lead to the question of why. Say, I'm always open to anybody. If anybody says this is a lie, what we've been told is a lie, it's a conspiracy theory, they don't want us to know, I'm open to that. I'm open to considering everything. I may not agree with it at the end of the day. But when somebody, when I read something and somebody's coming at me with, you know, this is a hoax, the first question as I look at it, and I try to decide for myself and use my own reason to question and say, well, maybe it is. Let's look at it. Because we're lied about so much, you have to consider these things. While at the same time, you have to weigh it to where you don't just start going down the rabbit hole and now literally everything in the world is a lie and a hoax. You start getting strange. When everything you're told is a lie, then nothing can be the truth. So you always want to keep your balance. And when somebody comes at me with this latest thing, this is a lie, a conspiracy, it's a hoax, the first thing I ask is why? Who stands to benefit? You know, if there's a new conspiracy that it's the earth that's hot and the sun is actually cold, and that's the balance here. You see, the earth is what's warming us up, and we had all burned to death except the sun is this giant source of freezing energy, and that's where our temperature balances out. I'm making that up, by the way. I haven't actually seen that one yet. Probably will. You know, the first thing I'd ask is, okay, if that's the case, if they're giving us a lie and a narrative, and they have actually taken reality and flipped it on its head, then what's the benefit? What benefit do they get from hoaxing us on this? And a lot of times, if you start from that point, you can start reasoning through different things, what might be real, what's somewhere in the middle, what, yeah, that holds to reason, and what's just gibberish, and maybe the source of somebody's unstable mind, or perhaps somebody's just sowing disinformation. Who benefits? Okay, what is the benefit from the lie? Because if they're creating a narrative, but you can't look and say, well, this group benefits from this narrative, this would be the benefit of lying to you with that, then it doesn't make any sense. There has to be a reason to sell you the hoax. Slavery as a narrative is a hoax. And we're going to get into why I think that is, and the benefit of it, why they're selling you the hoax of their narrative of slavery. And again, I'm not saying slavery didn't exist. We have to be very careful with our definitions. Not because we're being dishonest, but because there's a lot of dishonest people, those who sell narratives, and they play fast and loose with definitions. They will throw terms out there and they expect you to just, you know, go along. Oh, yeah, we all know what that means. But they, in their minds, it doesn't mean what you think it means. Disingenuous people always want to change the meaning of definitions. That's the way they sell you their lies and their narratives. Now, in America, Americans are so limited. It'd be a really frustrating thing to deal with. You talk about slavery. People in America just think you mean Africans who were brought here to work in cotton fields in the 1700s, 1800s. In their minds, that's the only slavery that ever existed in the history of the world, was Africans being bought and sold and brought into this country, when, of course, that's not. So actually, historically speaking, when you talk about written history, when you talk about thousands of years of history, that is a very tiny, little, tiny window of slavery. And yet in the average American's minds, that's, you say slavery, they think you're talking about black people in the cotton fields. When that's not the case, historically speaking. You'll see people, and they'll point out that white people have been slaves too. There's all sorts of different forms of historical slavery. Now, obviously, you have the case of Africans who were conquered by other Africans, and this nation of Africans that was doing the conquering, their entire economy was based off of conquering their enemies, capturing them, and then turning around and selling them to people as slaves. That was their entire economy. And you had these slave traders, and they brought them here. You know, you have that. And again, historically speaking, that manner of slavery was not unheard of. You would have people, you would have nations, and they would go to war. And the men, or sometimes the women, depending, but the people who were conquered, the people who lost the war, sometimes that was part of the spoils. They would be sold into slavery. But that's not the only form. It's not the only form of slavery. Sometimes people would be sold into slavery. They got into debt and couldn't pay their debts. And as punishment, they would be sold into slavery as a means of paying their debts. It wasn't really so much just punishing them like for a crime, but to pay their debts, they were sold into slavery. And when their debts were paid, they were free again. It was a temporary condition. They were sold, and when their debts were paid, then they were free again. Now, interestingly enough, some of those people, when their debts were paid, they'd look at their situation and remain into slavery. And we'll get into that here in just a few minutes. Another form of slavery could come about if somebody was criminal. They had committed a crime, perhaps a property crime, as a form of, again, paying compensation. You hear that term, you know, paying compensation to the victims. You hear that in our modern quote unquote legal system, quote unquote justice system. Well, this person owed compensation to the victims' families. And they'll sometimes put this ridiculous number. They owe compensation of $500 million. Well, the guy doesn't have a pot to piss in, and you know he's never going to pay a dollar of compensation. He doesn't have the ability to do that. Sometimes a criminal would be sold into slavery. But once again, when the compensation was paid, they were released from their slave contract. Now, this brings us to the other form of slavery, which I'm actually more interested in talking about today in this discussion, which I really, this is the form of slavery that I want to focus on, and that is voluntary slavery. You would have people that would voluntarily sign a slave contract for themselves. They would sell themselves into slavery. Now, why would anybody do that? We have to understand the nature. And this gets to the point that slavery, as it is taught to people today, is a hoax. Again, in America, you say slavery, all people think about is black people from Africa in the cotton fields. And even in that narrow definition of slavery, they don't understand that. They saw the movie Roots and they think that's slavery. They think that was slavery in the South. I'll circle back to that here a minute. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get my thoughts together and stay on point. Y'all know me. You know me. If I don't exercise self-discipline, I'll be all over the place with this discussion. I want to focus on slavery in the form of how people would sometimes in history sell themselves into slavery, because that sounds crazy. Again, people think of black people in America and they saw the movie Roots, and slavery meant you were tied to a tree and whipped until all the flesh came off your back. Why would somebody sell themselves into slavery? Why would you sign a slave contract? Slavery in this form, historically speaking, was, you have to look at what it entailed. So, let's say, for instance, an instance in which, historically, as we're talking about this context, historically speaking, in which I would sell myself into slavery. I would sign a slave contract. If I was facing homelessness and I didn't have any way to buy food, and I'm going to be sleeping on a sidewalk rattling a cup, begging somebody to throw a nickel in there. Maybe I get enough nickels, I can go buy some sort of nasty hot dog at the convenience store. I don't have anywhere to sleep. I don't have any deal, any way to sustain myself. And I'm just going to be out in the elements. And somebody comes to me and says, well, if you'll sign this slave contract for 5 years, you'll be Jeff Bezos's friends. I'm just making up a scenario, obviously. You sign this slave contract. You're going to be Jeff Bezos' slave, and you're going to work in Jeff Bezos' garden. He's got a big garden. He needs somebody, you know, to tend to that garden. I'm going to sign that contract. I'm going to be Jeff Bezos' slave gardener for 5 years. Next 5 years, I'm going to be tending Jeff Bezos. I'm be one of Jeff Bezos' slaves tending his garden. Now, the flip side of that contract, you're going to be given a house or living, you know, an apartment, a house. All of your food will be taken care of. Your housing is taken care of. Health care. If anything, if you fall ill or if you're working in the garden and you're bitten by a snake, your health care is taken care of. In other words, your needs will be taken care of. You may not be paid a wage, or you may be paid, say, $20 a day just for some, you know, so you'll have a little something when the slave contract is up. You can have something saved up to go on then with your life, but you're going to be a slave. I'm taking that deal. I know I literally would. Now, in thinking about this, when you think about it, you look at a lot of people today. In a lot of ways, if you look at history, you know, going back, in a lot of ways, a hired man, in other words, what we would call a wagee today, a lot of ways, a hired man had a worse situation than a slave. And the Bible, most of you, even if you're not Christian people, you're familiar with the story of the prodigal son. And he went off and blew his inheritance. And he got down to the lowest of the low, and he was a wagee for a foreigner. It's implied he was a foreigner because he took up a job feeding hogs. Well, those people, because of their laws at the time, you know, they wouldn't have been raising hogs. They considered them unclean like Muslims do today. So he was obviously, he took up a wagey job that didn't pay enough to feed himself. He's feeding husks. He's feeding husk and stuff to the hogs and thinking about how he would like to eat those himself because he's so hungry. He's not making enough money. And he's, in this sense, a lot of times a hired man would be lower than a slave because a slave has all his needs met. Now, if you look at people today, rent is ridiculously high. It boggles my mind when I talk to people who are, you know, younger people and they're renting a place to live and they're talking about $1,500 a month. And you've got people working two, three, sometimes more jobs, 12, 16-hour days, whatever. And they're sitting there eating absolute garbage food because they can't afford to buy decent food and a place to live. You get out in the world and you talk to people who are out there, younger people who are out here struggling, trying to make their way in the world. And it's not uncommon for them to tell you, well, all right, now I'm looking for a place to live. Why are you looking for a place to live? I thought you had a place to live. Well, I'm fixing to get kicked out. Why are you fixing to get kicked out? Well, because I haven't paid my rent in a month. I'm a month behind on my rent. And you're like, why the hell are you a month behind on your rent? Well, because my rent's $1,500, $1,600, $1,800 a month. Hell, even if it's if you hear of a place that's $1,000 a month rent, everybody wants to know where that is. Is that pretty cheap? People who are detached from this, usually older people, will sit here and scoff and say, oh, well, you just don't, you know, you're a deadbeat. You're lazy. These people don't want to work. Maybe that person's working two or three jobs. Maybe they may be working their ass off. They just don't make enough money to pay their rent and buy food. And heaven forbid if they have a reason to go to the hospital, to go to the doctor. If they have a health care issue, they're screwed. They're struggling to buy food and pay rent. If a health care thing happens, they're screwed because they ain't got that. They're just going to have to just die or go to the emergency room, get patched up and kicked out. It's funny when Obamacare passed, you had all these idiots running around going, now we have health care in America. Obamacare is like, oh yeah, you have a plan and maybe the government's paying the premiums for you. But the plan doesn't actually pay for your medical expenses until your medical expenses have, say, topped $8,000. And you're sitting here struggling between food and paying your rent. And you're eating garbage food and you're about to get kicked out of your place because you can't afford it. Now imagine if you went to this person and said, look, sign this contract. You're going to work for me for 5 years. Whether you call it slavery or not, you sign a contract. Now, I'm only going to pay you $20 a day for this 5 years. You're getting $20 a day. That's it. Now, wait. Before you run off, you don't need to spend the $20. You just save that. Save you up a little money. As a part of this contract, this is, you're going to work for me. I'm going to pay. You don't have to worry about food. Your meals are provided. Your meals are provided. Your housing is provided. I'm provided for that. If you're working in my garden, a snake bites you, don't worry. Your health care is covered. If you get sick and have to go to the doctor, I'm covering 100% of your health care costs. This is a great deal, isn't it? You're going to jump on that. Like I said earlier, if I'm faced with homelessness and not being able to have food or sign this 5-year contract, you know, well, I'm going to take the contract. This gets to the heart of why slavery, as it's sold to us as a narrative, is a hoax. I'm not advocating bringing back slavery. What I'm saying is this is the truth. This gets to the heart of why they sell you this false narrative of slavery, why it's a hoax. Because you're getting screwed over as a worker. Simple as. They don't want you considering the fact that today in America, a lot of people who are working their asses off, who are working for a living, are literally worse off. I'm not saying everybody. Slavery was never, historically speaking, for everybody. It was a small fraction of the people. But for some people, slavery is a better deal than what they've got today. It's sort of like how I see these videos put out, and they're obvious, you know, garbage. They put out these videos about how awful and backward some of these other countries are. You look at the narratives they sell people about Iran, for instance. And people are idiots. They don't have any idea that like Tehran is a modern first world city. You see these, oh, and they'll try to portray. I saw one story. And it was about China. It involved China. And it was in one of the British publications. And they took this picture that had been taken. And you look at the original picture. And, you know, there was a blue sky and a city skyline. And actually, it's kind of a pretty picture. But when they published it in the British press, they used a filter to make it look like the skies were gray and covered in pollution. They do this because they don't want you looking around and go, wow, I live in a third world shithole. And a lot of these other people don't. They don't want you to consider, wow, you know what? Our economy today, a lot of workers have it worse than slaves had it, historically speaking. That's why they have to sell you this hoax. That's why they have to sell you this lie that being slave meant you were horribly mistreated and it was awful. And I'm not saying that slaves were never mistreated. That's silly. People that always try to turn an argument into absolutes. Oh, so you're saying no slave was ever mistreated. That's stupid. You know? Yes, a certain segment of the people will be assholes, whether they're a slave owner or whether they're an employer or a cop. Or a politician. There's a certain segment of the people who, if they have power over another person, will lord it over them and treat them badly as they can, just because they can. That's people, regardless of the topic. You know? Really, regardless. Now, I said I'd circle back this, and I didn't want to spend a lot of time, so I'll circle back to it. Just really quick, because as I said before, Americans, they can't seem to process slavery as a concept without just thinking about black Africans brought here to pick cotton, you know, to work these farms and these plantations. Now, even at that narrative, you know, they watch some movie out of Hollywood and they think that's how it operated. And it's silly on its face. I read somewhere and I assume it's pretty much correct. That adjusted to today's dollar, one of these African slaves, you're looking at costing roughly $10,000 adjusted to today's dollar. Now, you think about this. If you had a crew, and that's a small crew, I think it's safe to assume that a large plantation would have more than this. But say you're a plantation owner and you have a small crew. You've got 10 African slaves. You've got $100,000 invested in these people to work on your plantation. Are you going to just, you know what? I'm going to get up today. I'm going to take some of these people and tie them up to a tree and flay their flesh off their backs because I don't like them. Does that make any sense? Can you imagine being a farmer today and going and spending $100,000 for a tractor, bringing it home and waking up one day and saying, you know what? I'm going to pour a big cup of sand into the crankcase of the engine and blow up the engine because why not? It doesn't make any sense because it's a lie. Again, don't let people suck you into absolute. So you're saying no slaves were ever treated poorly. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying the narrative is just silly and false. If you got a small crew of 10 guys to work that you purchased in slavery to work on your plantation, you got $100,000 wrapped up in these people. When one of them gets sick, you're going to make sure they're taken care of. You got a lot of money invested in them. Now, obviously, it's distasteful. I'm not saying that it isn't. It's distasteful to talk about people as property. And I'm not, you know, trying to whitewash over that. we're just speaking reasonably here, rationally. In that time, you have, that's because it was Liu, that's what the system they had at that time. You've got a crew of 10 people. Again, that's not very many people. You're talking about picking cotton fields by hand. They had other work they had to do too, because there's a long process in growing cotton. But 10 people is a small crew. You've got minimum $100,000 in today's dollars wrapped up in 10 people. Of course, if one of them gets sick, you're going to take care of them. You got a lot of money. If he gets sick and dies, you lost $10,000. Yeah, you're going to go make sure he gets taken care of. They can't work in the field if you don't feed them. They're going to be too weak to work. That's stupid. Of course, you got to feed them. You're going to operate a tractor today without putting diesel fuel in it. It ain't going to run. And again, I'm not brushing over the distastefulness of treating people as property. What I am pointing out is the narrative and the way people understand these things is a lie. It's a hoax. And I believe the purpose, going back to, if somebody says something's a hoax, okay, well, why? Well, what is the benefit of that? And I say the motivation behind it is they don't want people to stop and consider that really, historically speaking, on the norm, a lot of slaves were treated a hell of a lot better than people who are wages, who are working today. It's humorous. Because it's humorous to me, the fact that having this conversation, the people who would not be able to listen to it rationally and just have a weird emotional thing and call you names for having a reasoned, rational discussion as we are having here today. A lot of those people today were probably leftists. Or to put it another way, they support communism. Because that's really, you always, leftist support wind up, circling back to some form of Marxist, Leninist communism. By and large, on the average. Now, those people who would be most likely to have an emotional reaction and run backwards and, oh my gosh, you're just brushing over how the horrors of slavery, because I saw some movies about it. Those same people will whitewash communism. And yet, communists, what are they really supporting? What does a communist, somebody who says communism has gotten a bad rap, and when practiced properly, it's a great system. It's a worker's paradise. But what they're really advocating is they want slavery and they want to be the slaves. Now think about it. The communist, so the person, the individual person who says they want communists, communism is what we need, is the answer. What are they saying? They want to be given a job. They want to be dictated to. They want to be told, this is your job. This is what you're going to do. In exchange for doing the job, what do they want? Guaranteed housing, guaranteed food, and guaranteed health care. They want slavery. They literally, the same people who on average would not be able to listen to this discussion rationally without having an emotional meltdown, actually in their political beliefs, when you boil it down to the nitty gritty, they're asking for slavery for themselves. They are literally, they're literally saying, I want slavery. I'm willing to go do some work. You tell me what you want me to do. In exchange for that, I want my housing for free. I want my health care for free. I want my food for free. I want my life taken care of. That is literally slavery. So the communist is tacitly admitting that they believe slavery for themselves personally, slavery is a better system than what they face today, than the opportunities they find in the world around them today. And they're not necessarily wrong in a sense. In a sense, as we said, you look at somebody who's working two or three crappy jobs and they can't afford rent and food. Yeah, slavery is a better option. I mean, how is it not? Like I said, if I'm facing homelessness, living on the sidewalk out in the elements, possibly freezing to death, and I have no food, or I could go be a rich man's gardener for the next 5 years, I'm going to go do that. I am. I'm taking that deal all day long. They feed you these narratives to enslave you in your mind. When you create barriers in your thinking, when you define this narrow area, and this is where your belief, and you're never stepping out, you're not able to consider other possibilities. True slavery by the system is to define what you are allowed to think. Why do you think you see all of these ridiculous speech laws? Why do you see people being punished for speaking the truth? True control comes from controlling what you're allowed, what you even allow yourself to think. They create this false choices. They create this false paradigm. You know, you either want what you have right now in America today, or you want Leninist Marxist communism. There's such an overlap. I understand why I slipped there. You either have what you've got in America today, or you want to go live in the Soviet Union. Which is it? There's a sign of somebody. They've had their parameters only allow themselves to view the world in that limited context. That's why they sell you these false narratives. That's why they market these stories, so that you don't question things, so that you don't look and say, there's got to be a better way than what we're doing now. This isn't working. Well, then you must want the Soviet Union again. What? Like, historically speaking, that didn't last very long. Historically speaking, America isn't lasting very long. Maybe we should look at some of these other systems that have existed and give those a second look. Oh, but you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because they fed you a narrative. They marketed you a story, and they told it to you your whole life. And if you don't stop to critically think about it, you just wind up accepting that it's true without question. That's why they start on people when they're kids. That's one of the purposes of the quote unquote education system. If you tell people things as a child, they'll grow up and never stop it. Never stop and question it and say, wait a minute. Because if you stop and question it critically, it falls apart very quickly. You look back at things you told as a kid, and you become an adult, and you find a way to use your mind and use critical thinking. You find that a lot of the things you were told were lies that fall apart very quickly. That's why they get to you early. They get to you early so that you'll just accept them and never think about it, because you were told that your whole life. It's got to be true. And all of this is what truly enslaves you. They set up in your mind the parameters that you're allowed to think within. And as long as you stay in that pen, as long as you stay in the confines of the parameters that they've put into your mind, and you don't think outside of those things, then you are indeed a slave. We'll wrap up on that note. I hope you enjoyed today's discussion. I've enjoyed having it. I think it's interesting. I think it's more interesting than whatever I could have talked about in the news today. So again, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you've had a chance to check out everything we've had up this week on Radio Albion. Dr. Johnson's stuff's always real good. Parish of the Patriots too. We have good stuff up Monday through Friday. You don't get anything new on the weekends. That's your days to catch up. Anyway, I hope you enjoy your weekend. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion. Talk Radio for the nationalist community.